President Trump continued to publicly demand that schools reopen in the fall, threatening to withhold federal aid in some cases, as he also criticized CDC guidelines for schools as being too restrictive. Major surge of coronavirus testing in Jacksonville. Those three federal sites that came online yesterday saw a total of 3,000 plus people in the first day. And you add in the Lot J site at the football stadium is well over 4,000. Top story this morning, Republican National Convention host committee leaders pressing ahead 46 days until the gathering, despite a lawsuit challenging the health and safety of the event. As they cited a Florida statute from 1917 during the Spanish flu time, a nuisance injurious to the health of citizens. Host committee member and Representative Michael Waltz is here on Jacksonville's Morning News. There are some specific steps that they're asking y'all to take in terms of proper distancing and the amount of crowd size at ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Is there any possibility that any of that's going to happen?
Well, it is going to happen. We are going to have protective measures in place. But we're going to take it one step further. Every single participant is going to be tested every single day. So every day we will know that everyone inside that arena has been tested negative or otherwise they don't come in. And then we will have the protective measures on top of that. So we certainly hear their concerns. But at some point when you have protests happening, when you have theme parks reopening that are not doing testing, they're only doing temperature checks. And when we have these extraordinary measures for the health and safety of our community, and yet we still have these complaints, it starts to sound a little bit more like not liking President Trump or not wanting the Republicans to gather than it sounds like concern for safety, because testing everyone every day before they come in is unprecedented. And I think Jacksonville is really going to lead the way in showing that we can walk and chew gum at the same time, that we can have events, but do so safely and responsibly.
What kind of test? Will this be the rapid testing, and who ultimately is paying for all that?
So they're still working out the details. I mean, there are a number of pots of money that handle security, that handle logistics, and that will handle this as well. I don't want to get ahead of those decisions, but I want to be clear that the decision has been made to have testing every day.
All right. And is it just for the arena, or will it be for other venues where you have state delegations that host breakfasts, for example, and speeches and whatnot, or is it just for ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena?
It'll be for the secure perimeter. There'll be a secure perimeter around the arena and everyone coming into that, just as you have other types of security measures, wanding and metal detectors. You will need to demonstrate, and again, those details are being worked out, demonstrate that you have been tested negative that day.
Is that the flexibility that the president told Greta Van Susteren about the other day? It certainly seemed to raise a question about what he means by flexibility. Can you kind of provide a little bit more detail on what he's talking about there?
Yeah, I think some people took that as flexibility of whether we're going to have the convention. That's not the case. I also want to be clear, the convention is going to happen. It's going to happen in Jacksonville, which our business community is very excited about. But the flexibility means, look, he is flexible to do this in a safe and responsible way. And in terms of the details of how the convention will be carried out, that's where the flexibility will come in. Perhaps we have a few less. Perhaps we have, these testing protocols in place. It's flexibility, and it's appropriate, for the president to say, look, 2 months ago, this was a very different situation in terms of the virus. And 2 months from now, we'll see where we are, and we're going to be flexible in how we deal with it.
Is the football stadium one of those flexibilities? Are you in negotiations about an open-air kind of venue in the event we get to that point?
Not that I'm aware of at this point. But it could be, but not that I'm aware of at this point.
And in terms of the schedule, is that coming together where we know how many days or nights there will be these large gatherings, or will it truly just be the Thursday night, the speech with the pomp and circumstance of the formal nomination and coronation speech?
No, it's going to be three different speeches. The First Lady, the Vice President, and the President are all going to be speaking. So there will be some events done in some business, I should say, done in Charlotte. But the rest of the convention is going to be in Jacksonville. It will be a full convention over multiple days.
So as we have seen in the past, the Tuesday afternoon evening festivities, Wednesday night,
right,
Thursday night, all culminate. Okay, so then three nights
right.
of testing, basically, at ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. At least three.
That's right. Absolutely.
Do you all still?
I think it, look, it's really extraordinary, and I have to be honest. I think it kind of we've put that out there. No one's picking up on it. I think it runs against some of the media's narrative that this just can't be done safely, and they don't want to, you know, frankly, kind of acknowledge that actually we think it can be. And that testing is on top of other protective measures, which again is unprecedented. So, I'm proud of the host committee, proud of the RNC. This will be a logistical hurdle, but I think we can do so, and we can do so safely.
Boy, they're going to have to throw open the doors to the arena a lot earlier in order to get everyone through, because just wanding and
Absolutely.
Getting through security is one thing.
That's right. That's right. But again, this is something that we can do and we will do.
All right. Representative Michael Waltz, part of the host committee and one of the original folks who was on the ground level of Jacksonville, coming up with the idea to host a portion of or all of the Republican National Convention. We'll stay in close contact with you over the coming days and weeks. 46 days now until the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville. It's 8:20.